Over a dozen Massachusetts school districts are pooling resources to test their teachers for the coronavirus. They're hoping it'll make it possible for more students and teachers to feel comfortable with in-person learning. The testing started this month in Watertown schools, and more districts will soon follow suit. WBUR's Angus Chen reports.
Just before lunchtime, a blue tent pops up outside Watertown Middle School. The sun is bright and warm, but there's a light cool breeze that reminds you it's fall. It's perfect weather for collecting coronavirus tests.
Hi.
Hello.
Every few minutes, teachers and staff from around the school district pull up in their cars and take a swab kit from a nurse.
And I'll have you open your swab stick. You want the whole cotton bit to go into your nose. So you'll go up, three swirls, pull it out, three swirls in the other nostril.
The whole process takes less than 5 minutes, and soon the collection box is rattling with vials for the swabs. It's a smooth operation. One that 160 Watertown schools staff and teachers will repeat weekly.
Yeah, this is a great day.
Watertown School Superintendent Deanne Galston takes the shade under the testing tent. She's giddy about the launch of this 3-month pilot program. Only students with special needs are back in classrooms in her district, but she's hopeful the new testing program is going to help bring more students back in person. And of course, keep her teachers safe.
Just finally launching, it feels good to finally be able to come through with another layer of just assurance for our staff that we're doing everything we can to be safe.
But this great day almost never happened. The state isn't providing testing for schools, and Galston thinks it may only be possible because Watertown is part of a coalition of roughly a dozen Massachusetts school districts. They're called the Collaborative. By banding together, Galston says they're able to raise funding and work out the logistics of coronavirus testing.
I think that if we were alone and we were the only district doing that, I wonder in the end if I would have been able to secure a vendor that would work with just one district.
The Collaborative began last summer with Jesse Bohm. He's a cancer genomicist at the Broad Institute. He doesn't work in coronavirus testing, but he is married to a high school teacher and his kids attend local public schools.
My major responsibility here is as a father of two in Wellesley, Mass.
Bohm thinks there's nothing more important right now than getting kids, his included, back inside schools. Even in the pandemic, Bohm says classrooms should be relatively safe with basic precautions like mask wearing and distancing. The trouble, he says, is that nobody knows that for sure.
And as a result, of course, there's a wide range of opinions. There's tremendous fear and anxiety in many educator communities, and parents and students have mixed emotions about the return to in-person learning.
Bohm thinks testing is the answer to that. He's optimistic that by serving parents and educators with evidence, outbreaks aren't occurring in schools. Their fears and anxieties will dry up and classrooms will fill.
I do believe that it will help calm people down and give them a sense of safety.
That's Chelsea School Superintendent Almi Abeta. Her district is part of the testing pilot. She says teachers and parents pushed back on her reopening plans because they were worried in-person learning would lead to outbreaks. Chelsea has one of the highest incidences of coronavirus in the state, and in-person learning is on hold until the community's risk levels fall too low. Abeta hopes that coronavirus testing might allow her to make an exception for students who need special attention, are homeless, or learning English.
We're trying to use this as a way to work with our constituents and our teachers union and say, is there a possible way to bring our special needs students, our most vulnerable students back?
If Abeta is able to bring those students back, the Collaborative will help arrange regular coronavirus testing for them and their teachers. But because of funding, most of the school districts in the Collaborative cannot offer regular testing to all staff and students.
You're really just kind of keeping a pulse. When you get into a school system, you actually want to stop the outbreaks from happening, not just keep a pulse on it.
That's Dr. Michael Minna, an epidemiologist at Harvard who isn't involved with the Collaborative. He says limited testing might give you an idea if an outbreak is happening, but it won't do much to help stop the outbreak without shutting the school down. Minna says that's good if there are no outbreaks.
That I think it's totally fine. Like during peacetime is what I like to call it. What I would like to see is that there's kind of a dynamic approach that if cases start to arise in a school and if an outbreak starts to happen, we maybe have a way to quickly jump in with accelerated testing.
In the meantime, the Collaborative is a start for districts like Chelsea, Wellesley, and Revere. In Watertown, teaching assistant Amanda Swinchowski has just finished taking her first coronavirus test. She says if the results come back negative, it'll let her know that all the basic COVID-19 precautions she's been taking in her classroom are working.
We have come kind of a complete
circle, that we've closed the loop. Otherwise, it's sort of an unknown. So it does give you more confidence that everybody is safe.
So far, none of the educators have tested positive for coronavirus in Watertown. If the collaborative is able to raise more funds, they hope to extend the testing beyond the pilot program's initial 3 months and expand it to include as many students as possible. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.